Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of great Saint Joseph, whom God chose to be the foster father and caretaker of Jesus. Each father and mother has natural born tenderness to his and her child and dread of losing it, as we know from the anxiety of Joseph and Mary when they lost Jesus in Jerusalem. This following story actually happened a couple of weeks ago in Finland. A woman who had just given birth in a hospital was sent home with a wrong baby. When the mother was resting after the birth, the baby was taken care by nurses. And when the mother checked out from the hospital in the morning, she didn't notice that the baby's name tag had the wrong name. She told, though, that she wondered how come her new baby seemed to have darker hair now than at his birth night. And only when the mother got home, she noticed the name tag, and a call to hospital confirmed that her true child was still at the hospital. The closeness in the family of our Lenten saint, Saint Therese, was also so clearly visible in her family. Saint Therese had a big sister named Leonie Martin. This girl was both in appearance and in her intellectual capacity very much different than the other Martin girls. Unlike the rest of the girls, Leonie had much trouble to learn. She was so much in trouble with her parents that she is called incorrigible little rebel of the family. And even in appearance, she looked very much different than rest of the girls. And seeing how different she was from her sisters, Leonie thought that maybe her nurse must have exchanged her for another baby. She confided this fear to her mother, who then assured her that she, that is Leonie, had never been with a nurse. Mrs. Martin had all her life guarded and protected her dear daughter. In her final letter to Leonie, Saint Therese wrote, "Our only happiness here on earth is to concentrate on always finding the lot which Jesus gives us delightful. And your lot, dear sister, is a wonderful one. If you want to be a saint, it will be easy for you, because deep in your heart, the world means nothing to you. Your sole aim must be to please Jesus, to become more intimately united to him." Dear children, when this coming Palm Sunday you will sing, "The Hebrew children spread their garments in the way and cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David," remember that it was through Joseph that Christ received this title, Son of David. It was through this title, according to which the Messiah was to be recognized. One of the main reasons why Christ was born into a family was due to the fact that it is in accordance with the divine natural law that children should be born to a married couple. And what a great feast and commemoration of the family today's feast is. Only yesterday we had a beautiful requiem mass for wonderful Catholic father of a family. Despite their great grief, how happy must his children be that they had a father who raised them to the faith. For that man's children, it is, as Saint Therese wrote, easy to be a saint, because their father planted deep in their heart the love of Jesus and thought of deceitfulness of the world. How happy his children must be. For me, for whatever reason may be, God has seemed good to deny Catholic parents from me. But whenever anyone is in need for parents, he can count Saint Joseph as his father and Holy Mary as his mother. For even God himself counted them as caretakers of his son. Dear children, even though Saint Joseph didn't have a natural son, he was given the great privilege to be a foster father of our Lord. Saint Joseph, no matter what is our vocation in life, is the heavenly protector of all of us. Because, as Saint Therese wrote, our sole aim must be to please Jesus, to become more intimately united to him. Saint Joseph is great protector of families, but also of all the priests, because as Saint Joseph, a priest also remains unmarried and debarred of a natural family in order to revert from earthly family to the service of the Holy Family. Pope Pius XII wrote about the fatherhood of a priest beautifully. By his law of celibacy, the priest, as far from losing the gift and duties of fatherhood, rather increases them immeasurably. For although he does not beget progeny for this passing life on earth, he begets children for that life which is heavenly and eternal. Therefore, today, give thanks to Saint Joseph. If God has seen you to be so privileged that he has granted you the gift of a Catholic father and mother, remember to carry your thanksgiving to Saint Joseph for this great gift. And if God has, in his infinite wisdom, ordered you to lose one or both of your parents, either spiritually because of the lack of faith or bodily through death, make Saint Joseph to be your father and Holy Mary to be your mother. After all, our Lord himself chose them to function as his parents here on earth. So you should have no excuse to hesitate adopting them as your parents. as well. As Saint Joseph is the patron of the whole Church of God, he is also a special patron for each and every one of you. And you are his baby, of which there can never be the fear of a switch, because Saint Joseph has, during all these centuries, never delegated his loving care to a nanny, but instead has always, as a true father, guided each of his children into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.